Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The one, the only, John Rich.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're so fired up that you're coming to the Idaho Center.
It's been a while since we've been up in your neck of the woods, so we're rolling into town to come give you guys a big and rich time, man. It's been too long.
Fighting for Idaho.
We got this little thing called the American Dream. Everybody should go for the biggest and best thing that they want to go for. We live in a country that lets us go for it. Don't be lazy. If you're an American, don't be lazy. Go for it.
Fighting for you.
You were always kind to me and treated me with respect, so I'm glad to hear you're out there and doing well. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so good for y'all listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
You've got a real rock star on your hands.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. And before we go to our great friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, can you hang for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay, roger
sure.
That. We go to the rabid Green Bay Packers fan, Jeff Manasso, to talk about a few things. Number one, tonight's game, and number two, CBS getting rid of Tabacky. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Well, pretty good here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the Morning. So will the Pack redeem themselves against Seattle tonight?
You know, look, I'm confident of a good game. Seattle's good, but I think the Pack is pretty good this year. And barring injuries, I think that, we've got a great offensive line, and now we've got a running game, thanks to Ed Lacy. And our defense is pretty stacked. So, I'm looking for a good game either way.
Oh, by the way,
I'm a big Russell Wilson fan too. So,
Yeah, but you got to pick your team.
Well, it's the Packers.
And you say that in bear country.
What's that?
And you say that in bear country.
Well, nobody's in the office right now. I'm in the back. I know we're going to talk Packers, so usually when we talk Packers, I go to the back room where nobody's around, so nobody can hear me talk Packers here in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Well, there we have it, in-depth team coverage here at 580KIDO. Jeff, we always appreciate your insight. How about this? CVS gives Tobacco the boot?
Well, this is an announcement that came back in February, and they said they were going to stop selling tobacco products October 1. They bumped it up a month and stopped selling tobacco products yesterday at all of their almost 8,000 retail locations across the country, essentially because they say sales conflicted with the store's healthcare mission, and so they're not just stopping selling tobacco products, cigarettes, chew, and other things. They're also implementing smoking cessation programs, programs to help people quit. One of the signs outside the window at the CVS near us here in downtown Chicago said, "Let's quit together." So it's not just stopping selling tobacco products; that they're helping folks quit smoking, and we'll see if they'll be successful. And it'll also be interesting to see, Kevin, if other stores like Walgreens and other chains follow suit.
580KIDO, our great friend Jeff Manasso with us from Fox News Radio. Hey, let me hit you with this. Is this just a PR move? Do you think are some of people critical of CVS? I know the smokers are.
Well, the smokers that I talked to mostly were upset because CVS had the cheapest smokes around, and now they're going to have to, pony up more money. Obviously, the cost of cigarettes and other tobacco products varies from city to city and town to town across the country, but here I think they're about $8, $10. I know New York City they're about $14 a pack, but they were less expensive at the CVS as opposed to, the local store down the road. And so they're going to have to pony up more money. This is a $2 billion decision for CVS. They sell $2 billion worth of tobacco products every year, and now that's gone. I don't know what the profit margin is on that $2 billion, but you'd have to think it's quite significant. Is it a PR move? Of course. They've rolled out all sorts of PR, PR moves with this, even having a big giant cigarette in Bryant Park in New York City yesterday, saying let's quit together, and they're doing stuff all over the country to raise awareness and to let people know, hey, look, CVS is stepping up in the name of health, And so, of course, it's in the name of safety, they say, and health. But it's, come on, I mean, it's, they're a business, and this is also a PR move for sure.
Jeff Manasa, we always appreciate it. Any quick score you want to give us tonight? Any prediction?
Score? I'm going to go 17-23 pack.
17-23 pack. All right. We will hold you accountable, dear friend.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Manasa, with us. Now we go. It's almost like we planned the segment. We go from reporting to our litigator, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, not to be confused with Alan L. Morton Esquire, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. It's amazing what you can get for bribing me with an apple fritter this morning.
Well, how about that? You're cheap.
Yes, a lot of ways. Let me start with what Jeff Manasa talked about. You know, CVS getting rid of tobacco. People have sued the tobacco companies, and I thought about this yesterday. Do you think it's possible that one day people will be suing the retailers for selling these products?
Well, that when you're talking about litigation and the possibility of suit, anything's possible, particularly in the world of lawyers and litigation. That's where the laws that come in with respect to, you know, the protective legislation against retailers per se. It's called the sealed container doctrine. That's adopted here in Idaho and almost every state in the union. It's not so much the retailers, but it's the manufacturers that have been on the hook for these alleged product defects. The defect being, of course, that they're selling a product that causes cancer. So I don't see this as a PR move at all. I think it's a move to insulate them from potential liability. And
what's next? We're going to go after McDonald's for walrus-like physique?
That's not next. That's already happened. But
now, wait a minute.
You're
having people sue McDonald's because they're fat.
Actually, there have been cases that have been filed just that. In Idaho, however, there's legislation that preempts that type of lawsuit.
Where can we go, and I can have you file a couple suits here?
There we go. Hey, you know, pinstripe or tan like Obama's.
Exactly. No, but I'm talking about, at 580KIDO, I'm talking about the idea of I have no responsibility for where I'm at anymore. You know, we talk about the nanny state, but are you and your ilk running wild?
You know, like,
I can sue anybody for anything.
The big mantra in the law has always been about personal responsibility. Where's the personal responsibility with people's choices?
It's those 20-piece nuggets.
Well, they thought, they being some of the plaintiffs bar, thought that personal responsibility ends at the door from the day of purchase because of enticement from advertising.
Right. It was Ronald McDonald and Grimace and those Happy Meals that made me want that cheeseburger for the rest of my life. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, I never had a choice. I was mesmerized by the propaganda, by the clown.
You were addicted.
Yes.
Those French fries, you just couldn't hold
my
back.
My mouth is watering with the mention of French fries.
Like Lay's potatoes, you can't have just one.
Right. So are we going to see more cases like this, do you think?
Well, I can tell you, not in Idaho.
Well,
in many states, like I said, the legislatures have said enough is enough.
Well,
you
can't have any fun.
Has to take over.
Well, because of the trial lawyers, you got those good Republicans, tort reform.
Well, you know, it's interesting in my profession, you see some horrendous things. But for the most part, the trial lawyers, I think, act responsibly. Who wants to spend out of their own pocket money that's going to chase a dream? I know that maybe somebody wants to chase a headline, but for the most part, the trial lawyers I see, like Jim Risch and others, use common sense in their approach. But those cases are dead in Idaho because of a legislation that's been adopted by the Idaho legislature.
Let me hit you with something else here at 580KIDO. We've talked about tort reform. The Republicans certainly talk about tort reform. Do you think there should be a limit when it comes to medical malpractice? Limits and liability.
I'm a great believer in jury trials. I mm-hmm. think that's the province of the jury. I think our founders were very clear that it's the jury that decides, not an aristocrat, not the legislature. The thing that bothers me about tort deform, as we call it, deform, not reform,
right,
is that by exculpating tortfeasors or people who are responsible for creating injury.
Now, wait a minute. This is a meat and potato show. When we start using words like exculpating.
Exculpate, meaning trying to exonerate somebody for their wrongdoing, actually encourages wrongdoing. And one of the things
Are you going to answer the question?
I am. The point that I'm saying is this, is that the purpose to hold people accountable and responsible is to help make our communities and our homes a better and safer place to live for our kids and our grandkids. And so litigation's the secondary benefit for suing wrongdoers is to make them accountable
right,
so that they reform their conduct.
Right, and let's face it, I have seen firsthand there's a lot of malpractice that goes on, I think, in the medical community here that is underreported, number one. Number two, you have people that go in for simple procedures that die. It scares the heck out of me to even go to any type of medical place in the Treasure Valley. And if I go someplace, and God forbid, I hope this isn't a premonition here, and I die, I think Mrs. Miller should be able to sue for as much as she wants. Yet you have conservative folks saying you should be limited to, okay, Kevin Miller was only going to make this X amount in life, that's what you can sue for. And then after people of your nature take their cut, poor Mrs. Miller is back out there hawking flowers.
Well, let's be clear. I have 2 points to address there. Number one, I am in your will. Is that correct?
You are.
Oh, all right. Okay.
As soon as you write it up.
There you go. I got to get busy on that today. The second point is that according to the American Medical Association that they recently published in their journal, malpractice is now considered the third leading cause of death in America behind heart disease and cancer.
Yeah.
And so your fear is not unfounded. But that the chances of you also getting in a car wreck are, one in whatever. But that doesn't keep you from getting into your car and going to work. I do think, though, that you have to use some common sense yourself as a patient and check out your health care providers and ask questions. You just can't use blind faith with anybody, whether it be a lawyer, whether it be a doctor, whether it be a radio show host, whoever it may be. You've got to start asking questions and getting answers.
On the other hand, you hear doctors saying, look, dude, my medical malpractice insurance is making it so I can't even have a practice.
Well, I do feel for the provider, but it's not because of tort lawyers that are causing this. It's the insurance companies making $56 billion a year in profit.
Well, and President Obama helped them. More coming up with our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit about tonight's NFL game and a preview of Oregon versus Michigan State, because you hung in the pack, what was it, 8 in your day, was it?
Well, indeed, I was an official.
It's the tease. So you don't give it away what you did.
Don't give it away. That's right. Hold it back.
So it was the pack 8? When you were an official or Pac-10?
10.
Oh, Pac-10. Modern. All right. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Kevin Miller, the main man in the menacing world of media.
Kevin, we love you out there. We're glad you're there. We're glad you're doing a good job.
Thank you for being here and teaching us all this good information.
Oh, Lord, Kevin. I don't know what I'd do without you in the morning.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, I don't know whatever happened to security, but Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has shown up. Like I said, in the old days, it was two fly by. It was liberal Steve, now you, counselor.
Well, you know, you don't have to have a handgun to get in here. You bring in an apple fritter and they open the door.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for revealing state secrets here. Let's talk a little bit about a conference that you've had a lot of experience with as a former official of the Pac-10. Big game coming up. You've got Michigan State versus Oregon. Your thoughts on this game that will be the national game of the week on Fox?
Oh, Michigan State all the way.
Mm-hmm.
All the way. Tremendous offense.
What are you talking about, Oregon?
Oh, no way.
Why do you say that?
I don't think they're well matched in any aspect of the game. I think their defense is not strong enough to handle the offensive guns of Michigan State. I don't think that their offense will be able to generate the type of pressure that they're on the line that's going to give them the yards that they need to win.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a close game at all.
You think that Michigan State is going to beat Oregon?
I think they're going to roll.
What was it like being an official in a big-time conference?
It was interesting. A very good friend of mine in Las Vegas called me one day.
And Wayne said, Allen Root?
No, it wasn't Wayne. It was a fellow by the name of Kurt. But he was short on his crew and asked me if I would come in. I says, hey, are you kidding me? And he says, well, I've got, you know, this was back when the flu, years and years ago, the flu was going through the country in an epidemic format. And he had lost literally 50% of his officials. And he says, you've officiated high school. Can you come on down here and we'll make you a field judge so you're in the end zone? All you got to do is raise your hands up in the air when they kick a field goal. And I says, that I can do. And then I never left for many, many years. You know, it was a lot of fun. It got me out of having to do a lot of honeydews on the weekend.
Right.
That stopped, though, when I started having grandkids, and the wife said, one's enough enough, and you want to have a life with your grandkids. So I went into coaching Optimus football.
But so who were the big coaches, though, when you were in the Pac-10?
Oh, man, I'm not going to name names, but I'll tell you, when I got to be line judge, that was an interesting experience, having these guys barking in your ear.
Well, I don't want the ones yelling at you. I mean, because, again, you're too diplomatic to kiss and tell here. But, I mean, who were the big names when you were there?
McKay was...
John McKay. You
know, he was an amazing fellow at SC. But the unit that I worked with basically was assigned to the California Forum. And so you notice that in certain forums, that seems like the same officials. Well, back in the day, you didn't rotate. We went to California, and it was either home for USC or home for UCLA.
Right.
And that was pretty much it.
So you were in the Coliseum.
Pretty much.
And the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
Pretty awe-inspiring, I would say.
It was a fabulous experience, and one that we met a lot of good people. The personalities, though, as you mentioned, are magnificent. You know, these coaches are bigger than life. You watch them on TV weekend, and then when you actually meet them up front, they're pretty cool until the whistle blows, and then, you know, all Hades breaks loose with these folks. But they're doing a job just like you're doing a job.
Right.
And being what they call the LJ, the line judge, you're right at the line of scrimmage, and you're right within earshot of either team, wherever you are on the sideline. That's one of the things I appreciate in Optimus football, is that the parents are on the other side and you're away from it. But,
sure.
But you have to be a diplomat and be able to talk your way out, cool things down. It was a great experience.
Let me hit you with this, though. And again, after the news here, we're going to talk a little bit about Medicaid expansion. But Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, your thoughts on tonight's game, Seattle versus Green Bay, kind of a grudge match from that game with the replacement officials a couple years ago. I'm surprised we didn't see Denver, Seattle, or perhaps Seattle, San Francisco to kick off the season.
Well, or even New Orleans. You know, it was kind of a surprise, but, you know, the Packer Nation's a big, has a support group everywhere, just like the Bears are everywhere. I was wondering, your last guest, when he was, you know.
Greg Manasso, yes.
Greg is a big Packer fan, and I was going to ask him for his address so I could send him a greater head.
Yeah, you were actually doing that while I was trying to interview him. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah. You know, I mean,
you know, I don't get distracted easy.
It's just the Bear fan in me that just whenever I hear Packer, it's the hairs on the back of my neck kind of go up. So, yeah, my prediction is Seattle all the way.
Right.
You know, in this particular game.
They're the team to beat, you think?
Oh, I think so. You know, listening to Mike and Mike this morning on...
Wait a minute.
Early morning, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you don't even say that.
Yeah, I see.
I've just deleted that, so don't even say that. Okay. So keep going.
What I noticed was is that kind of studying the star charts, you know, what I saw was an interesting format. You know, who's going to win the NFC? Is it going to be the Packers? Is it going to be the Bears? Both still seem to be reeling, but Seattle's rocking and rolling. So I think it's going to be.
I think you're a front runner. I think you just jump on whatever team's.
Oh, you have to study the tea leaves in football, and it's, you know, who's hurt and who's not.
Right. Well, you sound like a better now. Let's go to, and I guess, Ray, we don't have the headphones here, so I'll flip off my mic here. We'll go to Ronnie in Caldwell at 580KIDO for a question for Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Good morning, Ronnie.
I mean, hey, dude. He sounds like a bandwagon football kind of guy. But, I mean, I know, Alan, I do the same thing, man. I always look for the team that's going to win, and then that's the team I cheer for, too. Because the last thing I want is someone to give me a bunch of heck about my team losing, you know?
I've been a Bear fan all my life. You know, as in my family, my mother was from Janesville. My dad was from Chicago. And so I tell everybody proudly, half of my family are Packer fans and the other half went to college.
All right. Well, look, that's enough about your family reunion. Do you have anything to add to this?
I do.
I heard you had a professional question for Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, not, hey, I'm on the bandwagon.
No, I do. I have a question for Mr. Attorney. I'm glad you had him on. And by the way, that what if scenario you said, what if I died in a surgery and then Mrs. Miller would get, you know, my future earnings? I did that on the calculator. That comes out to about $59,000 for the rest of your life.
I thought it was 59 cents.
Ronnie, what are you talking about? What do you have a question for Alan L. Morton, attorney at law?
I've got a thing called my friend's got a thing called a restraining order right now. And it says he's not allowed to get within 300 yards of
In other words,
girl.
Ronnie's a stalker.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing, Mr. Attorney. It says he can't get 300 yards within this girl, but we live in the same complex.
Oh, that's a sad story.
What's so funny back there, Billy Pepper?
Any advice for stalker Ronnie here?
I do. He needs to contact that realtor friend of yours that you were mentioning and find a new domicile.
477-1555. Get more with Core, Ronnie.
I don't have a house, Mr. Hotshot Attorney. I'm in a rental, man.
All right. Well, we'll have another segment, Ask the Lawyer, anytime soon. Anything else?
That's it. So can I be – because I'm like 100 yards too close. Am I going to get in trouble, or do I need to get an attorney?
You probably should get an attorney and address this with the court.
I'm going to call you after hours, buddy. You help me out, okay? And over and out, 10-4.
All right. Thank you very much. Ronnie's going to call you. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, we appreciate anything else you'd like to say to us.
Have a great game tonight, guys. I think it's going to be a fun experience. You know, they talk about bandwagon. I just read the tea leaves. I think St. Al's going to roll tonight.
You know, we're talking about saving the Republic, and all you care about is sports.
Well, you know, they go hand in hand, man.
Saving the Republic in sports.
Absolutely.
You'll have to tell us that the next time you're in.
There you go.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 580 KIDO. I hope to see everybody at the Big and Rich concert. Let's see, when will that be? That will be this Friday. And if you missed our interview with John Rich, you can always go to our website, 580KIDO.com, for the podcast. Do want to thank Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. He's just going to sit here and watch. So if I have you on too much, upper management gets mad at me because it'll be the Alan L. Morton show, so they don't like it when that happens. So you're just going to sit here and watch. And
they can't afford me.
So that's back to the original premise. I'm cheap. So you can sit there and just think of this as I'm the prosecutor and you're the defense attorney. How about that?
Well, I'm always available, but I'm never free.
Yes, well, I'm always free. Thank you, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Sit there and have some more Germex there and some nice water from our hospitality group here. A few things that we are talking about. Number one, Medicaid in Idaho, front page of the Statesman today. The state will pay $1.24 billion for the program's expansion in other places through 2022. Now, when we think of Medicaid expansion, look at Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona. Look at other Republican governors. They've been in trouble. Now, not that I'm a political analyst or a lawyer like our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, not to be confused with Alan L. Morton, say it with me, Esquire, someone that that has worked in the politics. I just kind of cover them. But let's say I'm running against A.J. Belukoff, Governor Otter, or John Bujak, who is kind of bubbling up, if you will. I'm going to sit there and say, right now, I'm not going to fund the expansion of Medicaid. Will anybody else step up to the cause? And when we talked about that with Senator Fulcher, it's very easy when you're running against somebody. And, you know, Senator Fulcher, a great guy. And I know he gets a lot of free advice, and hindsight being 2020. But if I'm Senator Fulcher, and I think I told this to some of his advisors, number one, I would have got up there on that debate, said, here's my no new tax pledge, and made everybody sign it, and forced the governor to say, I'm not going to sign it. Now, the governor would say, well, I can't make this pledge because of fiscal issues, that issues, and then you hit him with a tax and spender. Now, I'm not beating up on Governor Otter, and let's face it, if we were in a more, I don't know, I don't want to say larger place or more competitive place, we would have done that here, where we would have people come in and sign the no new tax pledge. Now, we probably wouldn't have gotten anybody to come in to yap to us, and that's the type of honesty that I try and give you each and every day. But if I'm Mr. Belukoff, if I'm Mr. Bujek, heck, if I'm Governor Otter, I say, and I hold a press conference today in response to this report and say, it ain't going to happen here. And again, not that I'm running for office, but what do we want to hear from our politicians? We don't want our cost of living to go up. We want an influx of jobs to the Gem State. And by the way, do we really need to keep expanding Chinden? And do we really need to keep expanding some of these roads that seem to be okay? You ever wonder why we're building four lanes when two lanes are okay? Well, Kevin, we've got an influx of people. We do? Well, our population has grown maybe, what, 100,000, if that? Oh, it's growing. All right, or maybe we're employing people as kind of kickbacks for supporting folks. Does that ever happen? Oh, no, I didn't say that, but you heard it here first. Think about that as you're getting ready. And again, we could go on and on, but how do we make, you know, let's go back. Do we have that, Sweet William? Oh, I'm waking you up? I'm sorry. Maybe Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, will give you a fritter. Let's listen to this comment by another attorney, Chris Troupas.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Okay, how do we bring politics back to people that are more concerned about, well, here's a note of hypocrisy, people like Kevin Miller, an unnamed attorney at law, lawyer who was just here moments ago. We did a segment on sports. Okay, that's part of the morning show. It's not the entire morning show. But for people that are very concerned about tonight's NFL game or whether or not BSU is going to sell out the stadium, how do we bring it back to them? Okay, here we go. If I'm elected, I will not raise your gas tax. Can my opponent do the same thing? And this works for the incumbent. It works for the challengers. If I'm elected, I will fight Medicaid expansion. I will do everything in my power to make sure that that doesn't happen. If I'm elected, I am going to Nike. If I'm elected, I'm going to Microsoft. I'm going to be the recruiter in chief. If I'm elected, it's time to do something about the folks that are for the core standards and the folks that are against the core standards. It's too divisive. We, just like Kevin Miller's morning show, need all the help that we can get when it comes to education in this state, right? We're going to bring people together, not us versus them. Kind of like what George Bush promised to do in 1999 and 2000, right? Are we getting that? Are you getting that from Mr. Belukoff? Are you getting that from Governor Otter? Are you getting that from Mr. Bujak? And by the way, with respect to Mr. Bujak, some of the conservatives that are jumping on his bandwagon, are they going to look at not his legal challenges, but his ethical challenges? You know, as I've said, if you're going to be a person of a high moral stature, then you have to have, there's a higher standard. You know, not to throw anything out. I remember 3 weeks, what was it, 3 weeks, 5 weeks before Greta Van Susteren, saying that Rudy Giuliani needs to resign because he got thrown out of the mayor's house because of his infidelities. You know, doesn't that matter? Doesn't that matter? Will the press continue to give Mr. Bujak a pass? There were some ethical lapses there. Legally, brilliant. Legally, he cleaned everybody's clock. On the other hand, I think what you do in your private life does matter in public. I said that about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, if he would cheat on Hillary Clinton, he's going to cheat on us. And you can ask the Chinese. They did very well under the Clinton administration. 44 degrees in Meridian, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Dave Burnett standing
on Hannity. Weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Right now in Nampa, 580 KIDO. We go to the phones, and we go to Craig in Boise. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Kevin. you ask, what do we want from our politicians? Well, honesty would be probably a good start. And until they stop thinking this is a game they're supposed to play and somehow win for their own benefit and their own reward, nothing's really going to change. And until people start listening and actually thinking words matter and realizing that when somebody says something, what do they, you know, they have to question what they're saying. It sounds good, but does it really mean something? Does it have content? Until the electorate starts thinking in that way, not much is going to happen, and everybody can say anything that sounds good or feels good or alludes to something that they can imagine is what they mean.
Well, on the other hand, though, let's look at real life and real solutions here, not to be Dr. Phil, but have we lost faith in all politicians that we just don't believe them? And let's say somebody comes by that doesn't have the big money, doesn't have the big this, and says, look, I'm going to pledge this and hold me accountable, vote me out. Will we believe them anymore?
Well, most of the people I talk to, the throw all the bums out is really the prevailing thought. So, but I refuse to become polarized or radicalized to the point to where I think everything is bad and nothing is good. I mean, there's people I think that are like Senator Fulcher, I thought would have been a spectacular choice for governor of the state. Does everybody have their flaws? Yeah. Does everybody do what you want? No. But it, you know, what we're talking about is what direction are we heading in? What's your where's your moral compass and where are we going? Not necessarily, is this a perfect world? And if not, it's completely dismissed. So.
You know, I always appreciate when you call in, brother.
All right. Well, take care. I'll see you sometime soon in the flesh.
Thank you. Take care, Craig.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. You know what I love about Craig and, again, how this show is different and tries to be different is, I can remember when Craig, when we first started, was looking for a gig, very intelligent guy, now doing very well. And what I always remember about Craig is when we were one of our first adventures. Remember when we were working with the Blue Star Mothers and we were sending items over to Iraq and Afghanistan? My buddy Craig shows up, our buddy Craig shows up and gives us a donation. It just says a lot about him here at 580KIDO. You know, I value people like that. And is there a politician right now that values you? I mean, really. And this is where I kind of get into it with the Congressman Labrador people. In fact, we were talking with Senator Risch, and he said, have you had everybody here? And I go, well, almost everybody. He says, well, what about Congressman Labrador? And I go, no, he's too busy for us, and that's good. God bless him, and he's got his personal public relations assistant, Dan Popke, who for years has been a thorn with the Republican Party and now all of a sudden is a conservative convert. Well, Dan, welcome to the party. Well, Dan, when I was out there fighting with Buchanan and Reagan, you were out after Senator Risch, and Congressman Labrador wants to be associated with that person. So there you have it. And look, is that a personal attack? No, it's the truth. It's factual. And as I've said, this is not a politician show. This is a show, whether you're driving in and carpooling like those guys from Simplot that we met a couple weeks ago, or you're like Alan L. Morton, not Esquire, attorney at law, or Mrs. Miller working at the flower shop. This is your show. Why? Because I think for years we've had, you know, a forum, and that those forums continue to be taken away by the politicians that are scared of the people. You know, we take a look at the big money that runs politics right now. Let's use the old Bill O'Reilly line. Who's looking out for you? Well, we've been here for 5 years. Hopefully we'll be blessed to be here for five more and five more after that, serving you local issues. But you take a look at this gas tax that's coming, and I know it's coming. I know it's coming. There are groups right now trying to figure out how to sell the conservative, because let's face it, it is you, the conservative, you, the moderate, you, the worker, that are the ones that are the most vocal. You're going to vote. You're not going to be like some of these folks that, you know, do this.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! Now, Sweet William, that was not the clip I wanted. That's our great friend Tea Party Bob getting doused with and people say, why do you play that? It wakes me up in the morning. Okay, do we have the Chris Troupas? Okay, thank you. Let's go to the Chris Troupas.
What are you doing, man? I'm on my blood, man.
Stop that. That's something that happened many years ago that we don't talk about. Do we have the Chris Troupas clip? Thank you. You know, good help is so hard to find, Sweet William.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Thank you, Mr. Troupas. And that's the big issue here. They're not worried about those folks. They're worried about you selling the gas tax. More coming up next at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely. All right. How many of us have read the book Atlas Shrugged? Well, coming up part three, that's right, the movie is coming out. We'll have an exclusive interview with the director, the producer, the big kahuna next. I know Glenn Beck swears by it, and if Glenn Beck swears by it, it must be good. 580 KIDO.